So I'm back under the arches at the Union Street Urban Orchard. And I have to say that I've been here probably about 3 or 4 hours and watched a group of people mill in and out. And there's probably a small group of us now having a barbecue in the corner around the living arc. I'm with Bill, the designer of the arc and of many other things. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with the Living Arc in terms of the design and other designs that you've worked on previous.
Well, we exhibited something called a Land Arc, which was intended to be a self-build kit of parts that pretty well anybody could put together themselves in a couple of weekends with mates at Earl's Court, at one of the big eco-design shows. And Peter Tenson, who runs a company basically making and selling garden furniture, said, look, it's too big, but let's have something that anybody can put in their back garden, because not everyone can have the space or afford a zero-carbon house, but everybody needs a garden shed. So the idea is to take all the ideas that we would use to design a full-on expensive permanent building and reproduce it all so that it could be in someone's back garden, and that's good. Put the teenagers in it, go and live in it yourself, rent out your house in a recession, put one on a hillside somewhere, go and have a holiday in it. But the idea is just get out in the wide open space, and live outside, and really reduce all your needs down to the absolute minimum, at the same time as having a lot of fun and a lot of style and a lot of comfort. So this is the mission, and really, since then we've just been, trying to get them made at the right prices, at the right quality, and this is it. We're off.
One thing I will say is, first of all, stunning, absolutely stunning building. And my transition that I'm trying to do, my own personal journey, is moving away from bricks and mortar. So I like the idea of the pricing structure and the sourcing of the sustainable items from this country. Is there anything in the design process that really stood out while you were designing it?
I think it had to be incredibly robust, because we looked at a lot of the garden buildings and home offices and went round lots of things like flower shows, and they were really very traditional approaches. They were very high maintenance, and they were built out of very thin sections of wood. So there was this idea that something that was built in a garden had to be somehow cheap and nasty, built like fencing quality. Mm-hmm. So what we said was, look, how do we make something which is really damn solid that you can have a teenage party in, they can kick the hell out of it, and it's still there in the morning, and none the worse for wear. So this idea that just because it was relatively low cost meant it could also be permanent, and I think that was the big. And we wanted to show how it sat in a landscape rather than on it. And so many of these little pitch roof boxes it says, "Look at me, I'm tastefully painted. I nice tasteful roofing, fixtures and fittings." The idea was actually this is a little organic curved shape, so there's almost no rectangles in it. It's got sedum or turf on the roof, has a little composting toilet, and then if you want to go off grid, then you buy your solar panel pack and your battery and little LED lights. And actually, there's enough juice in there to charge your laptop, and actually you can live. That's actually all you really need. We're working on a solar shower module, solar shower pod. So stripping, it's a bit like glamorous camping. It's stripping life back to the basics, but it's a hell of a lot better than a tent, because it's got insulation, got sheep's wool insulation. It's warm in the winter, and it's various options have a little baby stove. Mm. So you can almost get through a winter in this thing with very, very little firewood, scavenging wood from urban tree waste or parks, or just go for a walk in the woods.
How do we go to the next level in society in terms of, you know, as a logical computer geek who's been around for 20, 25 years doing technology, and actually getting to the point now where I'm thinking, actually, not only is my carbon footprint needs changing, my life print itself needs to change. I need to tread more lightly through the world, especially for my daughter's sake. I guess what I'm trying to say is, why don't people buy these? You know, like, the price is very minimal.
Well, they don't buy them because at the moment they don't know about them.
So it's an educational process we've got to go through now.
Yeah, and it's just a small company that's been set up to try and you know, prototype this idea. I think they haven't seen enough of them. They haven't really. We need to get some in holiday sites in so that people can try them. And I get very upset when I hear that somebody can't afford a house. Mm. And you know, to come here on a little piece of rubble, left over, funny little site left over in Southwark, almost nothing going for it at all, but a social housing, deck access social housing across the road, surrounded by boring offices, railway line to one side. This is nowhere, but it's been turned into a little oasis. And it's not just the garden arc, it's all the other hard work that you know, people have put into the landscaping. And you know, they've just, with nothing and nearly no budget, they've produced a little vision of utopia. And this is the strategy, this is what you can do. And we need to somehow, if you haven't got a house, but you know, go and squat on some land, go and put one of these things up, just get on with it, go and put one in your mate's back garden.
Right.
If you don't get on after a few years, move it. You know, this we don't have to be so hung up on, yes, on this incredibly carbon intensive, high footprint, infrastructure heavy template. You know, bicycle or an electric bike, a laptop and one of these things, and you're
set.
Well, that's all you need. If you want anything else, it's because you're trying to say something about you, not, you don't need it.
Bill, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.